ridiculous. And I don't want to wear my contacts for a little while. I'm just trying to give them a break. My eyes hurt and I don't want to get LASIK. So don't judge me, all right? I've been using contacts for a long time. Now, before we start the show, I've been completely enthralled by Terrence Howard. I do believe that I am officially a Terrence Howard Uber fan. But let's get into the show. Let's get right into it. We got a lot of things going on. So let's get into this music and let's knock this out. EDC happened. It was Winnebago's in traffic. I haven't seen North Las Vegas in weeks. Don't plan to. It's dangerous. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I hit it on a Lola.
Yeah, yeah.
She hit it on a Lola. Yeah. I hit it on a Lola. Yeah. And when I hit it, she go loco. Yeah. I hit it on a Lola. I got this old head that still rock Manolo.
That's not
and
a
she
thing.
Work at the bank. She keep the money close. Shorty popping off an ATL. And all she talking about is money, but it suited well. I think her name was Carmen. She was fine as hell. I got this Curtis chick in Tennessee that told me she would cook for me. You know I had to eat the pussy. That's just common courtesy.
Too much.
And off the MIA where they all call me Poppy. A Puerto Rican and a Cuban. Somebody stop me.
You know what I was going to say there?
And she know what to do. Made it clap with no hands.
It's Kasabian.
Track me, but I had to split. Whips they go vroom. Horses and bulls.
Cut it to
two seats, it's just me and you.
Kasabian, you know live on one.
I'm Mr. White now. Okay, I hit it on a Lola. Yeah.
Why'd you cut it so soon? And then you act like we weren't going to hear it as loud as you possibly could. You wrap it back up. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo show. My name is Kasabian Lavo. This has become the once a week show, and I'm embarrassed to say the least. But we are here, and we will make the best of it. We got a lot of things going on. ChatGPT writes the intro. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo. Oh, hold up, man. My name is Kasabian. We're live from Las Vegas, and I'll be your host with Talent Alone from God. I get that from my mentor. You know, rest in peace to Rush. Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo show. ChatGPT writes the intro. We get right into it. We've got a packed lineup of hot topics and breaking news for you today. First, we'll dive into the buzz around Happy Gilmore 2. I'm geeked. I'm so happy. I hope it's really happening. Then I got a story about my security guard homie who really caused a kerfuffle on the internet after posting his weird hospital pictures. We'll talk about it. And speaking of drama, Puff Daddy is now down bad and we'll unpack the video and the apology as best we can. In a surprising twist, Tom Hanks has proven that he's got some hip-hop crud. Is it crud or cred? Because that's not how I would spell cred. Mm-mm, that's Creed. Even I know that. Anyway, unlike his son, Chad Hanks, this big main is ridiculous. On the tech front, who's excited for Minecraft Earth reboot, right? We'll discuss the latest on that. We'll also recap the massive EDC event that just went down and the good news about the prices dropping at Target. In international news, Iranian president has tragically died in the helicopter crash. Stateside, Trump's Truth social platform took a huge loss. And in music, there's a new Kendrick and Drake mural that's got everyone talking. Stick around and we'll definitely get into that and much, much more. Welcome back, y'all. Now listen, ChatGPT does such a great job writing the intro that I just appreciate it because it just makes it, it makes things flow. I got a homeboy that's a security guard and he posted a picture all linked over showing his belly and he had four holes and I was like, oh, they shot my homie. No. Oh, my bad, wrong one. I was like, oh, they shot him doing security job. That didn't happen. He posted this picture like, oh, I barely made it. Thank you everybody for being there for me. And I was like, oh shit, you okay? And he's like, yeah, I just had lap band surgery. I'm going to make it. Hey, yo, BBL Drizzy, don't post that shit like you got shot. Could you just tell us what happened first before you do all the drama with the slow motion videos and the four holes in your belly? Ain't nobody thought that was okay. We thought you got shot bad, like you did your job really good and took some bullets for somebody. Not a lap band, dog, but congratulations on getting a BBL. That's what's up. Let's get right into the Puff thing just to get it out of the way. I used to look up to Sean Puff Daddy Combs. Can't say that I didn't. Used to wear his clothes. Idolized the man. To be honest, he embodied hip hop for quite some time, and he embodied an upper echelon of hip hop for a lot of us. As an artist, I looked up to him for not only the genius in music, but as well as the progression of hip hop. Sean P. Diddy Combs is an embodiment of hip hop. And although the person may not be, the story that was told and the stories of where Sean P. Diddy Combs comes from is amazing. As an entertainer, as a business owner, as a person that's been in music for 40 years of his life, his entire life, he did amazing things in music. Does that excuse his brash, real life, disgusting, disturbing, unnecessary, violent to the most weakest people in his life? Do we deserve that as a people? Because that's the question that ends up being asked. I'm not going to forget Puff Daddy the musician. I don't want to. I don't like him as a person. I have one of my biggest songs starts the line with, you know, I just want to hit the city, pop a bottle, Diddy. I used to have a bunch of songs with Ciroc and Sprite. I was a Ciroc boy. We never signed. So that was never me. But I did that for a little while. We did the whole Blue Dot just for a little bit. I still look up to the person that he is before this. Watching Get Him to the Greek is one of my movies when I'm down. I love Get Him to the Greek. Get Him to the Greek and Arthur best describe my personality sometimes. And Get Him to the Greek, this is going to be hard to fucking put into words. I like Get Him to the Greek because it shows you the twisted world of what musicians may seem like, especially musicians who've been put on pedestals. Although Aldous Snow was a made-up musician, the story was a very real story. Watching Puff react the way that he reacted, you saw Puff running through a hotel. You saw Puff running down Las Vegas Boulevard. I mean, it was probably one of the most entertaining. Puff says that line in the meeting that I still use today. Do you know how expensive it is to buy Jordans for 5 kids? That's a real line for me. He had 5 kids. I'm telling you, I look up to dude. So this type of shit is sick to me because I don't get it. I don't understand it. And because of my mental health issues, I can't even go into it. Everybody's really tough now. I see that. You guys are all tough guys. You guys are all Billy Badass. But there's a lot of stories of Puff walking up and slapping the shit out of a lot of artists. So how tough can y'all really be now? I mean, a lot of y'all knew what was going on. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. What happened with Puff is just sad. Because you ruined the idea of what we believed in. You took that from us. It's terrible. Watching Chet Hanks and Tom Hanks speak on the Drake and Kendrick beef was adorable. Because Tom starts off by saying, "Hey, Big Mane. Oh yeah, meet up, Big Mane. Boy, why? Rude boy, eat me now. What's your take, huh?" So Chatty Hanks did the best he could to give his father a breakdown of the Drake and Kendrick beef. I didn't read it, but I saw that Tom said, "Wow, those are fighting words. Picking sides, huh? Who we picking?" I don't think he cared. I don't think that anybody thought he was going to say that Chat Hanks was going to send a 45-page paragraph essay breaking down the whole thing. He could have surmised it much easier. Just like, "Yo, Drake is whack, Kendrick's dope," and just walked away. Tom ain't read none of that shit. And him calling him Big Man, that's great. I just love that he loves to fuck with him. Okay, my kids play Minecraft. They love Minecraft. And I just found out, and I wasn't all the way sure, but I wanted to bring it up because it might be a big deal. But their 15-year anniversary is coming up, and Minecraft Earth is being rebooted. Can't wait to see that. I think that's pretty dope, and I would like to see what comes of that. My kids play that. My son plays it now. Like, you got to think, I have like 10-year gamers that have been playing this damn game, and my baby that just started, and he's like a year in. So big changes coming. In a good way, because like it feels like a lot of games are being nostalgic. Like gaming in my world is coming back. I took a step away from gaming. Life got busy. It's hard to game when you're busy. I'm getting back into gaming and it's getting fun again. To me, gaming comes in waves. That's for me. For other people, it lasts forever. Look at Nick Merckx. I think that dude's amazing and he's always doing his gaming content. I'm not in gaming that heavy, but I'm back and I'm in there like swimwear. EDC was this weekend. Over 500,000 people came. There was Winnebagels. It was expensive water, expensive champagnes. Bartenders weren't getting tipped well. What should be a crazy money flowing money grab usually isn't. Only a few people make money. It's never the people at the bottom. For all the cute bartenders that thought that they were going to make crazy tips and only made like $200, lo siento. Lo siento, muchachos. But EDC was EDC. Does it look fun? No. It looks like an anxiety-ridden environment that's just not good for me. Have you ever been to the Las Vegas Speedway? It's fucking massive. I've seen NASCARs going 200 miles an hour through that bitch. And it's just, that looked way more fun than 9 billion people shaking ass to BBL Drizzy remixes and shit all night. But shout out to all the DJs. My brothers do that type of music. My cousins do that type of music. So I do respect what y'all do for the culture. Y'all culture, not ours. Appreciate y'all doing y'all thing. Shout out to all the ravers and giving each other noodles and giving each other mielditas and STDs. But hey, have fun. You know what I'm saying? Hey, there's a Kendrick mural that I want to talk about, but I'm saving it for the end of the show. And that mural is so dope. It's so dope. Shout out to hip hop. This is hip hop. These are parts of hip hop that people forget to discuss and talk about. Graffiti is hip hop, but we'll get into it. We got a couple of stories that we need to definitely jump into. And who's a scammer? Who is a scammer, sir? Point them out. We will air that scammer out. Anyway, let's get into these stories. We got some pretty interesting stories. Target is cutting prices. Let's get into it. First story is out of CNN. Prices have dropped effective Monday with thousands more price cuts amounting to 5,000 items being reduced over the summer. The retailer announced the lower prices will aim to collectively save consumers millions of dollars on household staples. Even everyday items such as milk, fresh fruit, diapers, and even pet food. The change affects name brands like Clorox and Prime Energy Drink, as well as its house brands. Although prices vary depending on the city, Target highlighted some examples with a 75-cost canister of Clorox wipes being reduced from $5.79 to $4.99, with a 1 pound of unsalted butter from Good and Gather brand dropping to $3.79 from $3.99. Shoppers have pulled back for years now as costs have risen 20 to 30% higher than they were 3 years ago. And as increases fail to keep up with incomes. I hate this term. The idea that our incomes are ever going to just catch up to what the hell's going on in the world. Can we stop living like that? Like, this is the first time I've actually sat down and really gone, wow, our incomes don't match up. They can't figure that out. We just got to stop thinking that it's going to change. Shoppers have pulled back for years now. Oh, I already said that part. Why was that in here twice? In response, Target recently created a new brand called Dealworthy to take on dollar stores and Walmart. The budget-friendly lineup consists of 400 items from phone chargers and disposable plates and even underwear. I mean, this is just Target trying to catch up to Walmart. I think Walmart has done a very, very great job during the Biden inflation. Walmart Plus has been a big, big saver for me. Walmart Plus, honestly, I'm looking for a deal now because I use Walmart Plus every day. I'm the scammer. Hold up. I could fight. And that's on all. That's on God and them. Blood, I beat the shit. Hold up. Let me tell you something. I rock with Kendrick. Ain't no dick nowhere in my mouth, around my face, near my face. I told you from the jump. Because you a Drake dick rider and you can't get that OVO dry Canadian fucking blue leaf feather bitch off your fucking throat. That's the problem. That's the problem. You sucking on that fucking maple syrup shit. You got to chill. I been told you Kendrick was the one and Kendrick won. But if you really want to dig into it, Kendrick won so bad and won in such an amazing, immaculate way that people that don't think he won, yo, you're alone. It is quiet for you. Go watch Academics. Even after his lawsuit, Ak is going to have to come back and tell everybody how bad Kendrick wiped his ass up and down these streets. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. And how'd I scam? We don't even sell nothing. I don't even got sponsors anymore. And you know that. That's why we only do the show once a week. Why you made me come out my character like that? I'm supposed to clean up my image for Disney. I'm trying to sell this shit to ESPN. In world news, this came out of 8 News Now here in Las Vegas. A helicopter crash that killed Iranian president, foreign minister, and other officials is rocking Washington and the rest of the world. The White House has not directly commented on the deadly crash. Top defense officials are still deferring to still deferring to Iran and more information as it continues. It is a live investigation. I heard weather was involved. They said that weather is the reason. Maybe. Still not 1,000% sure. In quotes, can't speculate on what may have been the cause of the accident, said the Secretary of State. And the Pentagon is still waiting on more details from Iran with what led to the helicopter crash that killed their president. In quotes, the United States had no part or play in that crash. No, we did not make the weather bad to crash the helicopter. Please don't think that. Wait, you think Walmart Plus expensive? You're tripping. There's a rare pineapple in California that you can purchase. Now, I don't know if you want to purchase it, but if you want to purchase me one, you can definitely let me know and I'll get you a P.O. box to send that to. This is another story out of 8 News Now. This is a quick one. Families in California pay more for groceries than in any other state. And now, a single fruit is being sold at a Southern California retailer that costs more than an average of $297.72 per week that the typical household spends on food in the Golden State. Yes, that's my son. My bad. I stopped the show for my kids. Hold on. Okay. All right. My baby's opening bank accounts and he's just learning. He's a big baby, but I got to take care of him. So in California, for about $370, you can get about a week's worth of groceries. The Ruby Glow pineapple is now available from Melissa's Produce for a whopping $395.99. The fruit is a pinkish red on the outside and yellow on the inside. It's this amazing red pink pineapple. Buy me one, maybe even two. Only a few thousand of the expensive pineapples are produced each year by Fresh Del Monte, which sells a variety of produce. Now, I know times are tough, but if you have an extra $400 and you want a pinkish reddish pineapple, please go get this pinkish reddish pineapple from California. Swing on by and let me know what it tastes like. Target. No Target. I love Walmart Plus. Nick and what I should order. Yo, my goal, and tell me if I'm tripping, but do you like have like a minimum? Like my goal is like $35. Because if not, then I feel like the delivery fee is worthless. And the good thing is anything over $35, I do the $10 $45 minute express, and I get that here in 15 minutes. Like I live in a good corner of town where I got 3 Walmarts around me. My closest Walmart is like a mile away, and I got 2 other ones within like 2 miles of that one. I love it. But Target is getting better. They're trying. I ain't been to Target in a minute because it costs too much. Hey, here's some news that'll make everybody happy. Trump's Truth Social has taken a large hit. I'm sorry, you're going too fast. Stories out of the New York Post. Trump's media and technology group, the owner of the former President Donald Trump's Truth Social media network site, lost more than $300 million last quarter, according to the first earnings report as a publicly traded company. Now, I'll tell you at the end. For the three-month period that ended March 31st, the company posted a loss of $327.6 million, which it said included a $311 million in non-cash expenses related to its merger with a company called Digital World Acquisition Corp., which is essentially a pile of cash looking for a target to merge with. In essence, the company didn't take that big of a loss, probably $22 million. I don't think they're making that much money, but they have spent $311 million merging with another company to become a publicly traded company much quicker than if they would have continued to just gain momentum little by little. Now, $4. I tip $4. If it's over $100, I tip 5 doll hairs. You want to know why? Go ahead, ask me why. 1, I don't like to pick produce, so I make it easy. 2, I kind of shop how the store is laid out, so I just want to make sure it's easy for them. And I keep it simple. I really don't make things too crazy. Now, I did order 3 cases of water the other day and 2 cases of sodas. I tipped them $7 because I felt bad because it was heavy. But it just depends. Like, I had a bag yesterday come to the house. It literally came in 2 bags. Get your $4. Everybody gets $4. I'm from Vegas. We tip. I don't know how y'all doing it out there. But in Vegas, if you're on my Walmart Plus, and you know, I know about 5 of y'all. I love y'all. Y'all get $4 every time, okay? And in the summer, I'll bring you water if it's hot. But that's life, okay? What you tipping? And don't be judging me on how I tip at Walmart. I tip well. And just being completely honest. Wait, you use stamps? Hold up. Hey, tell me more. You got stamps? How you got stamps? I got 5 kids. I don't got stamps. I can't even find a lady. How you got stamps? Is that like a New York thing? If I go to New York, they gonna give me stamps if I go back home? I've honestly realized that I've now been in Las Vegas so long that I don't even think I can claim New York. I feel like I can't even claim Puerto Rico anymore. I saw that girl on Zeus last night said an N-word. Got me saying the N-word. That's fucking crazy. I can't believe you use stamps. That's crazy. Hey, I'm gone. I'm headed to New York. Give me some stamps. Bro, my food is so expensive. I spend damn near, real dead ass. I'm probably spending $60 a day on Walmart Plus. Extrapolate that. I'm spending hundreds of dollars. You know what I hate? I'm going to tell you this, and this only happens because I order so much. You know that when they don't charge you for the items, it takes like 4 days for them to reprocess that payment down? So my credit card got like mad high charges, right? 60, 70, 80, 60, 70, 80. And then a couple days later, they readjust to like 50, 40, depending on what items weren't available. A little annoying. It's my one beef that watching my money disappear and come back is just frustrating. But I got one more story, and I got caught up. My tooth is starting to hurt again. Yeah, I broke another tooth. I have soft teeth, and I think I grind my teeth when I sleep. I'm not sure, but I broke a tooth in my sleep. Like, I woke up with tooth pieces in my mouth. I'll be going back to the dentist, spend another $3,000 on more teeth in the back of my mouth that y'all can't see. And then that's why y'all wonder how come I don't do nothing to the front. It's because I'm spending so many dollars on the back. But anyway, yeah, I try not to order every day either. But you know what? It's so convenient. Like, my car has been giving me problems. The kids have been out with their cars. So it's just easy. I'm working here more now. It's just easier to get everything just delivered. Like, I don't need to be in Walmart to get my stuff. I know what's there. The produce and the meat, I mean, they're doing better. But I still think I like when the women shop for my produce. I get it. I saw that as a trending topic that everybody was saying men shouldn't do Instacart. I don't think that men shouldn't do Instacart. I do think that there maybe should be someone there that could assist them picking produce. Honestly. Like, they're just not. And then steal. That's it. Just learn how to steal and bring me a couple of free items and you might get a bigger tip. Last story is out of Hype Fresh. This story put a smile on my face. I love stories like this. I am hip hop. Graffiti, all that shit. I love this with a passion. The story's out of Hype Fresh. There's a new mural in Compton. Wouldn't be out of the ordinary. Why is it like that? That there? Oh, never mind. I guess I'll just read it that way. I'm sorry. I'll start again. 3, 2, 1. That there is a new mural in Compton. Wouldn't be out of the ordinary. But the latest masterpiece on the walls of Compton Boulevard and North. Is it Bullis or Bullis? I want to make sure I say that right. I was talking to somebody on Figueroa today, and she made me smile. And I was like, oh, back on Fig. It has taken the town by surprise. The larger than life and representing in vibrant, almost graffiti-like manner, the mural depicts none other than hip-hop royalties in the persons of Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Now, it's not just an ordinary masterpiece or mural. It's graffiti. It's straight-up hip-hop. They got Kung Fu Kenny out there posed up with some red Cortezes, white with red Cortezes, with a beat up Drake dressed up as Kill Bill. And then it had the style of Asian writing. I mean, it's very hip hop, very 90s. It's so dope. If you haven't seen it, go online, go take a look at that wall, appreciate it, share it. Tell everybody you heard about it here and let them know that that's hip hop. It doesn't even take words necessarily.
But the imagery, the lettering, I guess it does take words, but it doesn't take your face. It just take your hands. You see what I'm saying? This is another part of hip hop that we don't discuss. Now, I'm not saying that Drake and Kendrick should go out there and B-boy battle next, but graffiti's dope. Let's see what they do in Canada. Maybe they'll make a fucking, I don't know, maple leaf or something. But that's it. I love going to Walmart. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like going to Walmart now because I feel like I'm truly being robbed. Like, I work hard for my money. I don't care what nobody says, but, like, people that don't work hard for their money blow me away. Like, I work hard for my money, so I want to make sure that I get my money's worth. That's it. I got hiccups. If I don't get my money's worth, I get upset. And just life right now, just don't got too much room to be upset. But that was the show. Thank you for being here. You know I appreciate you. Let's play some music. Let's get the fuck out of here. That's how we started, my bad. Hold on. I might be. I can't believe my mouth hurts either. Y'all.
Yeah, I ain't with the fuck shit.
Huh?
I'm the one that made something out of nothing.
What?
Boy, why you fucking went from plastic bags?
Thank you, sir.
To private flights.
I'm gonna try to do Wednesday and Friday. Last Friday was my wife's birthday, and
in the club, wait,
that was life.
I need a chick with a nightmare. Ready for?
But we back. I gotta do something different. I think I'm pretty good at doing this. I mean, what do you think?
I've been counted.
Anyway, my name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you.
Don't.